couple of years later, another sister married. So they began to marry off then. But at one time, we were all nine of us were at home.
Well, yeah. Where did, in the order of kids, where were you?
I'm really in the middle.
You're in the middle.
there are four sisters older than I am, and then me, then there is, there's five sisters older than I am, I guess. And then me, and then two boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm. So you were the only one that was, you were the one that was born in Oklahoma, and all the rest of them were born here?
They really were.
Isn't that funny? what was the outside of the house?
It was just a frame house. It wasn't even painted. It was just...
Did it have those overlapping sort of boards?
Like yes. It had the flat and then a board that would come down over the seam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where the boards came together.
I see.
It wasn't a siding house, you know, where the boards were up and down. And then this little board that covered the seam up and down.
That was, was that weatherboarding? Did they call it?
Well, it was really just rough lumber. I suppose it would maybe be classified as siding, but I don't know.
Now, I was interested in this fireplace that the lightning came down. It's did it have a brick? How did the smoke go out?
It had a chimney all the way out the top,
and
then of course it had the hearth in the house.
Well, I was wondering, did it have, like in the fireplace, those metal things that they set the logs on?
Yes, the andirons.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was what attracted the lightning.
I don't know. I've always heard that chimneys attract lightning. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe that was where we got the idea. But anyway, Mama always warned us not to, if it was a storm, you know, not to be around the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So
was the fireplace the main source of heat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course we just heated the one room because
mm-hmm.
and
because
you did well. You'd burn your front and freeze your back.
And so now like in the another thing also about the fireplace, did they have one of a shelf on the sort of thing?
Mm-hmm,
like
a mantle.
And they had a mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And did they have, I think the fireplaces in those days, weren't they bigger than?
Yes, it was a good sized fireplace. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It covered, a great deal of the room. I was hoping they wouldn't get here till. She called last night about 10 o'clock from Blytheville and said they were coming down today, and so I was hoping we'd get through before they got here.
I'm sorry. I was a little bit late because of eating breakfast and I'm sorry. So, I do that all the time. We were talking about about the fireplace being bigger and everything. Do you remember what they call it? Like this big log that they put in there that would burn for... big enough to burn
the backlog.
Backlog,
yes,
is that what they call it?
Yes,
yeah.
That's what we used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy would bank the fire at night, you know, where it would last through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what he called it. He put one of these great big logs in the back, and it would burn, keep the fire going.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would they call that? The little wood that you'd use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now... would you have to clean out the